今日读经的经文是记载在路加福音第四章第一节至到第十三节。耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。耶稣回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。魔鬼又领他上了高山，霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说，这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁，你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。耶稣说，经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上，对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。这是上主的道。
Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to come and speak in your service.
多谢你俾我机会喺你嘅崇拜里边讲道。
As I said in the earlier service, I'd rather switch places with Pastor Samson.
喺前一个服务里边，我都系同Samson 换咗位。
He's obviously someplace nice and hot and enjoying a well-deserved break.
佢而家喺度享受紧佢嘅假期。
Now there is a very wonderful children's book that was published back in 1972.
曾经有一本儿童嘅书籍好出名嘅，系喺1972年出版。
And it is called Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
那本书叫做《亚历山大》同埋《可怕嘅、糟糕嘅、唔好嘅、好坏嘅一日》。
I'm quite certain that each of you have had one or maybe many of those kinds of days.
我相信大家都会有一次或者有好多咁样嘅日子。
You know the days I'm referring to, right? The days when you ask, why did I ever get out of bed?
我相信你都知道我讲嘅系点样嘅日子，就系话你会问自己，点解我今日要会起床呢？
Now, you know that the Bible says to rejoice always.
大家都知道圣经教导我哋要常常喜乐。
And that it says we are more than conquerors.
亦都讲俾我哋听，我哋系一个征服者。
But too often, we have days that are full of temptation and testing and trouble and tribulation.
但系太多嘅时候，我哋常常会有一啲日子系充满咗诱惑、测试、麻烦、试验或者苦难同埋折磨。
So how do you manage those experiences? How do you survive those kinds of days?
咁我哋应该点样嚟应付呢啲经历咧？我哋点样度过咁样嘅日子咧？
Well, from our scripture reading today, we see that Jesus had those kinds of days.
喺啱啱读过嘅经文里边，我哋知道耶稣亦都经历过咁样嘅日子。
Immediately after having his very wonderful experience of being baptized and hearing God say to him, "You're my son whom I love," Jesus then had some really bad days.
当耶稣经历咗佢最美好嘅经历，就系 他受洗同埋听到神同佢讲你系我嘅爱子，我嘅喜乐。耶稣经历咗一啲好麻烦嘅日子。
And that's what we've read about in Luke chapter 4.
呢啲就系我哋响路加福音四章读到嘅经历。
Now, Luke tells us that Jesus was led by the Spirit and that for 40 days he was tempted by the devil.
路加讲俾我哋听，耶稣由圣灵引导去咗沙漠，然后经过四十日被魔鬼引诱嘅日子。
Now my English translation is actually very poor because what the Spirit did was really quite vivid.
我觉得我嘅英文讲解唔系咁贴切，因为路加写嘅系好生动嘅。
A much better translation is that the Spirit drove Jesus into the desert.
一个更加贴切嘅解释系呢个圣灵将耶稣赶到沙漠里边。
This is a very dramatic and urgent action.
这个是一个很戏剧性和紧急的行动。
You see, there is purpose behind this action. Going into the desert, that was not a coincidence. That was not an accident.
在这个行动的后面是有意义的。入了沙漠里面，耶稣入了沙漠里面，并不是一个巧合或者一个意外。
Going into the desert was planned by God.
耶稣去到沙漠是神的计划。
Now during Jesus' day, during his time, people believed that the desert was the place to which demons were especially attracted.
在耶稣那个时期，人们相信沙漠是妖怪出没的地方。
The desert was considered to be the realm of Satan.
沙漠是被人认为是撒旦的领域。
It was often a lonely, a depressing, a difficult, a frightening place.
沙漠常常是一个孤独的、令人沮丧的地方。
And it was to this place that Jesus was sent, and not for a short period of time, but for 40 days.
是在这个这样的地方耶稣被送去，而且不是在一个很短的时间，而是四十日这么长。
Now the number of 40 days is usually symbolic in the Bible of a very long time.
在圣经里面，四十日常常表明是一个很长的时间。
Now, whether the 40 days was literal or not, the fact is that the experience in the desert was not short-lived.
无论这个40日是不是真的40日，那个意义告诉我们听是这个经历不是一个很短的、暂短的时间。
This desert experience that Jesus had, like some of our personal experiences, is significant, or it's exceptional, or it's long-lasting.
这个沙漠的经历，就好像我们有些人所经历困难的一样，是很重要、很特别，而且是很长久的。
Some of our experiences are severe and difficult.
我们有些经历是很严峻和很困难的。
We have terrible and horrible experiences.
我哋有个好可怕、好糟糕、困难嘅经历。
Now, in the desert, Jesus is tempted by the devil or by Satan himself, which adds to the severity of his experience.
响沙漠里边，增加咗呢个体验嘅严重性，系因为耶稣佢系被撒旦自己响度。
Notice that the tempter is not a messenger of Satan.
挑战他的并不是撒旦的下属。
The tempter is not one of Satan's weaker underlings.
挑战他的也不是撒旦手下的软弱的人。
But Satan took on this assignment personally.
撒旦自己来做这件事。
But Only a small part of Jesus' experience in the desert should be attributed or credited to Satan.
但是要注意，耶稣的这个经历，只有好少的一部分可以说是归功于撒旦。
Now, the greatest part must be attributed to the Holy Spirit or to God Himself.
更大的一部分是归功于圣灵，或者讲是归功于神佢自己。
Now I'm going to return to that thought in just a moment, but for now we need to kind of unpack Satan's role and actions in these terrible, horrible, bad days.
我等间再讲解这个严峻性，现在我们来解开撒旦在这个行动里面，他很可怕的角色和行动。
So to say that Satan tempted Jesus is to say that he tested or he tried Jesus.
说撒旦来考验耶稣，是说他挑战他，或者试验他，要他证明。Now
do you really understand what the word tempted means?
你知不知道怎样叫做考验？
There are two predominant thoughts behind the word.
这个有两个很邪恶的意念。
The one thought is to solicit evil, that is to encourage someone to speak or to do evil.
第一点，他的意思是他会引诱一个人。 去想、去讲或者去做一啲邪恶嘅事。
When you are being tempted to steal or to kill or to slander or to tell a lie, you are being tempted or encouraged to do evil.
当你被诱惑要去偷嘢或者杀人或者诽谤或者讲一个假话嘅时候， 你是被引诱做邪恶的事。
And then, if you do steal, or you do kill, or you do slander, or you do tell a lie, then you have fallen to that temptation, and you have sinned.
如果你真是偷了东西，或者杀人，或者诽谤，或者讲了假话的话， 你就是堕落了，或者讲屈服于邪恶，你犯了罪。
Now the other thought behind the word tempted is to reveal or develop character.
这个被诱惑的另一个意义就是说，你是不是可以展露或者发展你的品格？
You see, when you respond to trials and to temptations or to tests correctly, you reveal a good and godly character.
当你可以正确地回应测试诱惑或者试验的时候，你展露了你好的和神圣的品格。
And when you respond to temptations correctly, you develop and you strengthen your good and godly character.
当你正确咁回应咗测试嘅话，你就进一步咁发展同埋加强咗你神圣嘅品格。And
so now the question is, how are we supposed to understand the temptation of Jesus?
而家我哋点样嚟理解耶稣受到嘅试验呢？
What is the thought behind the word temptation and the actions of Satan?
在撒旦诱惑耶稣的行动后面有什么意义呢？
Actually, both of the ideas that I've just explained to you are present in this experience.
我所讲的这些都是在现代都存在的。
In the desert, Satan is tempting Jesus to commit sin by abandoning God the Father's plan.
在沙漠里面，撒旦引诱耶稣 去放弃神嘅计划。
You see, God the Father's plan was for Jesus to die on the cross for the salvation of the world.
天父佢嘅计划系要耶稣喺十字架上死去，拯救呢个世界。
And Satan is tempting Jesus to doubt God's plan.
撒旦引诱耶稣去怀疑神嘅计划。
He's tempting him to preserve or save himself from the hardship of death.
他引诱耶稣保存自己，不要避免困难和死亡。
He's tempting him to rule over the world, not by dying on the cross, but by bowing down in worship to Satan.
他引诱他，讲给他听他可以统治这个世界，但是不是死在十字架上，而是敬拜撒旦。
And if Jesus gives in to any of Satan's temptations, he will have sinned.
如果耶稣屈服了撒旦的引诱，他就会犯罪。
And not only will he have sinned, he will have sabotaged God the Father's plan.
他不单止会犯了罪，而且他还会破坏了神的计划。
But here's something you need to take note of. As Satan is tempting Jesus, God is using the occasion in a much more profound and important way.
在这里大家请注意，当撒旦引诱耶稣的时候，神亦在这里用这个机会做一个更加深刻和重要的功课。
You see, in this experience, God is testing Jesus.
在这个经历里面，神在这试验耶稣。
Now, Satan may think that he is initiating this event and that he is in control of this event, but in fact, God is using Satan.
撒旦可能觉得是他自己在启动这件事，或者他在主宰这件事，但是其实是神在后面主宰这件事。
Remember,It is God the Spirit who drives Jesus out into the desert.
我们要记住，是圣灵将耶稣带到沙漠里面去。
Jesus is put to the test through an encounter with his arch enemy, the devil.
神被放在这个试验里面，面对着他的敌人，撒旦他自己。
God is putting Jesus into the crucible or into a very horrible, horrible, bad experience to prove that Jesus is really committed to God's plan.
神将耶稣放在这个可怕的事件里面，为的是要证明他承诺了神的计划。
And Jesus is put to this severe test to both prove and strengthen his character.
耶稣被放到这个考验里面，为的是要证明和加强他的品格。
Now take a look at verse 12.
我们看一下十二节。
Jesus says we must not put God to the test.
耶稣说我们不可以试探神。
But,God has every right to put us to the test.
但是神随时都可以考验我们。
He often does. He put Job to the test.
他也经常会，他将约伯放在考验里面。
He put Peter to the test and he put Paul to the test.
他考验过彼得，也考验过保罗。
And he put Jesus to the test.
他也考验耶稣。
And he often puts you and me to the test.
他也常常将你和我放在考验里面。
And why does he test us?
他为什么要考验我们呢?
It is not meant to cause us to sin.
为的不是要我们犯罪。
It's meant to prove our character and to strengthen our character.
为的是要证明我们的品性，以及加强我们神圣的品格。
Now as we look at this experience in Jesus' life, is there anything that we can learn from it?
我们再来看一下这个耶稣的经历，我们可以从里面学到什么呢？
I want to suggest there are at least three things we need to learn from this.
我提议我们起码可以学到三个方面。
First of all, whenever you experience terrible, horrible, very bad days, acknowledge God's presence and take courage.
第一，当我们经历一个可怕、不信心、很坏的日子的时候，我们要相信神的同在，同埋要有勇气。
How did Jesus end up in the desert for 40 days?
耶稣是怎样去到沙漠里面经历这40日的呢？
God the Spirit drove him into the desert for the very specific purpose of being tempted or tested.
圣灵将耶稣赶到沙漠里面，为的就是这个特别的计划，要他受到引诱和试验。
Satan was the tool, he was the instrument, but it was God's plan.
撒旦虽然他是一个器皿，他是备用，他是试探者，但是这个是神的计划。
So whenever you experience very bad days, you need to acknowledge God's presence.
当你遇到困难的日子的时候，你要相信神的同在。
God may seem absent, but he is not.
虽然有时神好像不在那里，但是他其实是在那里。
Whatever happens in your life, whatever you experience, you need to understand that God has either allowed it or he has specifically planned it for you.
无论当你发现自己在一个困难的境况里面，你要明白神有可能是允许了这件事的发生，甚至他是计划了它发生在你的身上。
You see, nothing in your life is a mistake or chance.
你要知道，你人生中所有嘅嘢都唔会系一个错误或者系一个机遇。
And so you need to take courage because God is always present and he is always at work.
所以你要有勇气，因为神随时都与你同在，佢一直都喺度工作。
Now here's the second lesson we need to learn.
第二个我们需要学习的。
Whenever you experience very bad days, acknowledge God's presence and take courage and ask for help.
当你经历坏的日子的时候，要相信神的同在，要有勇气，同埋要寻求帮助。
You see, it is Satan who tempts and entices you to do evil in thought and word and in action.
要知道是撒旦在这里引诱你去做一些邪恶的想法、语言或者行动。
But it is God who tests you to reveal and develop and strengthen your good and godly character.
但是是其实神在这里试验你，要展露发展和加强你神圣的品格。
And in either event, you are never left without help.
无论何时，你都不会是没有帮助。
Because help is always available, all you need to do is ask for it.
因为神的存在，所以你随时都可以寻求帮助。
Listen to what 1 Corinthians 10 verses 13 says.
我们现在来看一下哥林多前书十章十三节。你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你开一条出路，叫你能忍受得住。
And then would you also read Psalm chapter 50, verse 15.
我们现在再来看一下诗篇 50章的15节， 并要在患难之日求告我， 我必搭救你， 你也要荣耀我。
You see, help is always available, and so if you ask for help, you will survive your very bad days.
要相信神会随时帮助我们，你只要寻求帮助，你就可以经历你好坏的可怕的日子。
And now here is the third lesson.
现在我们来讲一下第三个功课。
Whenever you experience very bad days, determine to reveal, develop, and strengthen your good and godly character.
当你经历这些很坏的日子的时候，要下决心去展露、发展和加强你好的神圣的品性。
You see, you can respond to and you can manage your temptations and your tests in a way that will be beneficial.
你可以回应到那些很坏的日子，用有益的办法。
You can survive your very bad days by learning and growing through your experience.
你可以经历这些坏的日子，而从中可以学习和成长。
And so you need to discover how to grow in personal faith.
你要学习怎样在信仰里面成长。
Discover how you can build your character.
学习你怎样可以建立你的品格。
Look for ways that you can honor God and continue worshiping Him and loving Him and obeying Him.
去寻求一些方法，你可以荣耀神，同埋继续咁敬拜佢、爱佢同埋服从佢。
Don't give in to sin just because you are experiencing a terrible, horrible, very bad, no good day.
不要因为有些可怕、困难的日子就放弃而犯罪。
Instead, identify one way in which you can prove or improve your faith in God and your godly character.
而是要去学习你怎样可以加强你的信仰和加强你神圣的品格。
Don't waste the experience.
不要浪费了这些经历。
God has allowed it or maybe even specifically planned it for a good reason.
神允许这些事情发生，甚至他将他放在计划里面。
Your experience may not be easy, but you can survive it.
你的经历不会是容易，但是你可以度过。
You can survive it when you acknowledge God's presence and take courage.
当你相信神的同在和拿出勇气。
You can survive it when you ask for help.
如果你寻求帮助，你就可以度过。
You can survive it when you determine to reveal and develop and strengthen your good and godly character.
你更加可以度过，当你决定你会展现、发展和加强你好的神圣的品格。
Now I'm going to wrap things up by asking you a question.
在结束之前，我想问你一个问题。
Do you know how to make steel?
你们知不知道怎样炼钢？
Probably a couple of you do.
可能有些人会知道。
You make it with heat and pressure.
炼钢是要靠热和压力。
Now let me give you a layman's or an amateur explanation.
我可以给你一些很外行的解释。
You start with iron and convert it into something called pig iron.
你从铁开始， 铁转化成生铁。
To do this, you need to subject the iron to temperatures of over 982 degrees Celsius.
将铁转化成生铁，你要将生铁放响982摄氏度嘅热量里边。
And then you have pig iron, and you need to convert that into steel.
当你拿到生铁之后，你要再将它变成钢。
And to do this, you need to subject the pig iron to extremely high temperatures again until it becomes molten or liquid.
要将生铁变成钢，你要将生铁放响更加热嘅温度里边，要将佢融化。
Then, when it's molten, oxygen at 68 kilograms of pressure is blown into the furnace.
当嗰啲生铁变成液体嘅时候，68,000压力嘅气要加入嗰个熔炉里边。
And the result is that you have steel that can then be hardened to various strengths by again applying more extreme temperatures.
然后你要将嗰啲钢放入593度里边，将佢变成形。
Then out of all of this heat and pressure,Steel of varying strength is produced.
从呢啲咁大嘅热量同埋压力里边，钢铁先至可以产生。
And then, depending upon the strength of the steel, it can be used to make railroad tracks, or nuts and bolts, or automobile engines, or kitchenware, or surgical tools.
然后呢啲钢，因为佢可以咁强硬，可以做成铁路，可以做成螺丝钉同螺母，或者汽车发动机，同埋手术工具或者厨房嘅用品。
So again, what is used to make steel and instruments of value?
然后我哋点解要做呢啲有用嘅钢铁或者器皿呢？
Heat and pressure.
我哋系用热同埋压力。
Jesus experienced the heat and pressure of temptation and testing.
耶稣经历咗好热同埋压力嘅引诱同埋试验。
And he came out of that experience victorious.
而他从中得胜。
Let us learn from the example of Jesus.
我们要从耶稣的例子里面。
Whenever you experience terrible, horrible, no good, very bad days, acknowledge God's presence and take courage.
当我们经历可怕、坏的、不好的日子的时候，要相信神的同在，同埋要有勇气。
Ask for help.
寻求帮助。
And determine to reveal, develop, and strengthen your good and godly character.
同埋要有决心展露发展，同埋加强我哋嘅好嘅神圣嘅品格。
Amen.
Amen.